MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, South Africa, I read, is once again rewriting its immigration rules, with Cabinet now approving an updated white paper that, as I understand it, could bring some change to visas, to skills mobility, and perhaps importantly, how the country attracts foreign talent. Government says it's about tightening systems and aligning with economic priorities. Businesses long argue that a slow, unpredictable visa regime is costing the country investment and growth. Marissa Jacobs is with me, Managing Director at Expat Web and also Business Unity South Africa representative on the Immigration Advisory Board. And I want to discuss whether these latest reforms are going to fix the system or is this just another layer of complexity. So Marissa, to the point I've just made and welcome to you, we've seen multiple reforms over the years. Why should business believe this one is any different?
I think business always wants to be positive and wants to believe that the changes can really bring forward some change and allow business to attract the skills. The way in which the paper has been drafted certainly instills in us the belief that this will be different and that this is a move in the right direction, with a couple of the changes in here really showing, once implemented, I think we'll really see some difference.
Marissa, what key changes then are noteworthy in this respect?
So I think from an employer perspective, the first one is the merging of two visa categories, the critical skills work visa and the general work visa, into one category called the skilled worker visa. This simplifies the visa process. It will fall under the points-based system, which means it's a more predictable system through which employers can attract talent. So I think that's the big change from a business perspective that impacts directly on work visas. And then the other one, of course, is digitization. We've been talking for long about digitization. The white paper now brings into law the digitization of the Department of Home Affairs and also gives us a glimpse into what the plans are from a Department of Home Affairs perspective in terms of this big picture digitization for the department.
Do you think this is fundamentally about enabling growth or simply tightening control over immigration as it exists?
I think it's a bit of both. It's definitely a bit of both. There's a big talk around using immigration to grow the economy, which I think is vital. And for long, we've not really seen the Department of Home Affairs playing an active role in terms of being an economic enabler and how foreign direct investment and attracting skills, which the Department of Home Affairs is so important for, and what important role they play. So definitely on that side. But also, of course, I mean, the department is very much at the forefront of securing our borders and securing our citizenship data. So definitely a bit of both.
Is it too early to say that this is now going to make it easier for skilled professionals to choose South Africa? Is the jury still out, do you think?
I agree with you. I think it's too early to say, but I think we're moving in the right direction. We're definitely moving in the right direction. An example of that is the work visa rights for the spouses of work visa holders. I think that is a very, for long, we've not seen any budging from the Department of Home Affairs side in terms of this suggestion. They haven't quite rolled it out as automatic work authorization, which is what we were lobbying for, but they have said that there will be a relaxed regime for the spouses of foreigners coming in. So that's one of the examples, but definitely I do believe so.
All predicated, of course, Marissa, on whether the Department of Home Affairs is equipped to implement these changes. The last thing you want to see is another bottleneck.
Absolutely. So, I mean, that probably is the biggest nervousness from our side, is great suggestions, but we know it's no secret that the department struggles with resources, and implementing this, of course, is very much dependent on having those resources. Of course, the digitization is one of the ways within which the minister is trying to use the limited resources to actually tackle the big volume of applications that come in. But again, moving resources from human to digital is still resources that is needed. So that's definitely the big question mark.
And if you look at this white paper, how do you think we compare globally? Do you think we are starting to become a little more competitive, or at this stage, are we still falling behind peer economies?
this is definitely the biggest move that we've seen in the right direction, other than, of course, the Trusted Employer Scheme that was introduced 2 years ago. But this is definitely from a putting us on the global stage. This is a massive move in the right direction, and we're definitely starting to see how we as South Africa can compare to those big global markets, and especially when it comes to attracting investment and skills.
So Cabinet has approved an updated white paper. What's the timeline here?
There is no official timeline, but what I can say is the move from the draft paper to the approved paper by Parliament has been quite a quick move, from December last year to getting in the draft comments through to the final that's been 3-4 months. So that's quite a quick move in terms of white papers. So I am cautiously optimistic that the next phase will move with equal speed.
Maritza Jacobs, thank you very much indeed. Managing Director at Expat Web, and as I mentioned, also Business Unity South Africa representative on the Immigration Advisory Board.